This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now to bring him in. Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing today, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, pal? So it's that time of year again. And on Thursday night, I said, look, the Packers' depth, not bad. Yeah, they had some gaffes. I understand that. DeShone Kizer didn't look good early. Looked better in the late in the second quarter of that game. Tim Boyle's got something. I loved what Summers had to say and had to do. And you know, for the most part, it was a preseason game. We got to see some of the depth, and I walked away feeling pretty good. Give me your thoughts.
I feel kind of the same way. I didn't look at all of the positions. You know, it's hard to watch all 22 players. But where I focused on during the game was the front seven on defense and on offense. And, you know, interestingly enough, it came out really easy why it came out really, really, really made a lot of sense to me why they got rid of Jason Spriggs, because they got a couple of young kids there that could probably play as good or better than him. He's shown so far in his career here in Green Bay. And I thought the front seven was definitely different than what we've seen. A lot taller, a lot bigger athletes, guys that can move. There's a couple of guys that could be interesting. That Sheldon, number 58, might be something that could be an interesting story as training camp progresses and through the preseason here. So, I came away feeling like, you know, pretty excited. There's a lot of fun things to work at. It'd be interesting to see when the starters show up and they play. But I thought the second string, third string folks really kind of did a nice job.
Looking ahead, now we're going to see the starters play on Thursday night, at least the majority of them, you would assume. Do you expect, because I look, people talk about missed tackles and blocks that might have been missed, and say, look, you're always going to have rust in the first time you see guys hit. I expect to see all the starters, but I don't expect to see the starters play for very long. Do you?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, if everything's held to be where the league, what everybody else in the league is doing, you won't see the starters play beyond the second quarter, I would think. And I don't even think of the third game. I mean, it looks like right now in the league, a lot of starters, you just ain't going to see a lot of playing time. And that's, you know, you got a lot of money tied up in these guys. And, you know, if Aaron Rodgers were to somehow go down, you know, you get, you know, there's $30 million that just floated out the window for nothing this year. So, I don't expect them to play a whole lot.
What do you think the loss of Oren Burks does to this team?
Well, certainly is going to, you know, now you got to have to, another guy that's going to have to step in there that does not have experience in the system, could be a rookie. You know, so there's a lot of things there that particular injury, you know, certainly causes some issues. Whether they, even if they bring another veteran in from on the street, it's still only going to be here for a couple of weeks. You don't really know what, you know, they're not going to know the system. I think what you saw with Summers, and, you know, with Summers for sure, you saw a guy who mastered the defense. You saw him moving around. And that's kind of what you're looking for a young guy in his spot, is how well is he mentally with the game? Does he have instincts? Certainly closes to the ball very, very well. And I think that he provides a little bit of oomph when, it, you know, a straight line pressing the line. He gets tangled up with blockers a little bit. But I think, you know, he could be a guy. I think that Sheldon, I just spoke about him, I think he might be a good addition in the dime. Played secondary at the beginning of his college career in high school and knows how to cover. He dropped the one interception, but he's not paid to catch the ball. So, you know, I think he's an interesting looking prospect there. You know, that's going to be another spot where, you know, it might be open for a veteran to come in off the street and show that gap.
I was talking a little earlier about Aaron Rodgers and this Matt LaFleur, and everybody's looking into every move, every word, every inflection, everything they do. I don't have any care and concern about it. I think the first time you face adversity will tell you a lot more about the relationship and about how they're working or not working together. Are you concerned about this at all?
It's really a sign of the times, isn't it?
Yeah, it
is. I mean,
put it this way: there's nothing else to talk about because there aren't any other superstars on this team. It's just that that's the only storyline we can really kind of latch onto until something else happens.
Right, but for real, for me, do I really care if the coach and the quarterback can get along? Like, it doesn't. I mean, maybe 20 years ago, no one would care. In fact, people probably liked it if there was a little bit of animosity between the two because it keeps both guys on their toes. But I don't think these guys need to share an apartment in order for them to be a good team. You know, it's going to come down to whether or not they can win. And winning is going to cure all ills. When the Packers were winning a lot, 12 Smalls was pretty quiet. When they were losing and not doing real well, he started chirping. So if they come out of this thing 0-6 to start the season, you can darn well better believe that there's going to be some noise coming from that locker. No doubt about it. If they come out of there 4-2, probably a lot of grins and happy interviews. You know, it's really going to me, it's nonsense. I really, you know, as long as it's professional and they're not throwing each other under the bus in front of the media, then I think then it doesn't matter. But, I mean, it's far too early. Let's go play some games, get through a season, see what happens, evaluate from there. I don't put a lot on. I don't even read the columns about the relationship anymore because I'm so bored with it.
The talent on this team, real quick, at what level would you put them? Are they up there with the ability to win the division with Aaron Rodgers over the Bears, or is this a mid-level team that is going to take a season to get seasoned and then hopefully with the proper personnel moves take the next step next year?
That is a great question. And I'm going to answer it kind of wishy-washy. It doesn't matter. In my humble belief, Aaron Rodgers might be the one season where Aaron Rodgers play factors less into their win-loss record than any other year that he's been out there. And this being that their defense is built and designed to carry this offense so that the offense can take time to click. Do I think they have a team good enough to win the division? Certainly. Are they going to do it? Probably not. I expect them to be a wild card team and then next year make that step because of the fact that it's going to take a while for that offense to click. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's not going to happen on week one. But that defense could and should be ready on week one. And they spent the money in the offseason. They acquired the players to bolster that defense, to get that defense to be playing at a high level so they don't have to completely rely on 12 all the time. And like I said, they could be a 10-win ball club, 11-win ball club, but it's going to be less determined on the play of 12 and more determined on that defense. If that defense comes together and plays anything like it did last year with the new faces, they should be just fine.
Always good, my friend. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, enjoy.
All right, buddy.
Welcome to the ride.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, pal. Looking forward to it. Yeah, we're going to talk to. Appreciate it. We're going to talk to Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette all season long. He'll be joining us back again. So as we continue our Packers coverage, don't forget Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. Mike Clemens will be live in Green Bay coming about 25, 30 minutes from now as well. Hang in there for that. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.